Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Average Joe, the only radio show in black and white, and sometimes we're in the gray area. I don't know much about anything, but I do know a little bit about a lot of things. Today we're going to talk about food. I want to thank you all for joining me today. I think this is show number 15. I've been getting a pretty good response, and you know, for just a guy in his office studio doing a radio show for the first time in his life, I think we've done pretty good. So I've really enjoyed it, and I've learned a lot, and I've really enjoyed the feedback of getting from you, the audience, and just, you know, the ideas that we talked about today. You know, we're talking about food. We're nothing too deep. You know, I've been talking to some of the regular listeners and personally, and then just, you know, chatting and stuff, and we are going to get back into some deeper topics. One of my listeners, Average Don, we're going to work on something for reality, because that's just something that him and I talk about a lot, and so we're going to get together on that and try to do some more shows about that. Not necessarily that I'm just waiting on that, but I do want to do that. You know, I really enjoy talking about stuff like that, the reality and the time and all that. We're going to get a little deeper, but you know, I like talking about the fun stuff too, you know, just food. I mean, I think food, that subject affects everyone. It's not just my opinion. If you don't eat food, then you're not listening right now, because everybody's got to have food. You know, I mean, of course food is always on our mind, because you know, every time you get hungry, and sometimes when you're not, you know, us Americans especially, we're really spoiled, as typically most Americans, and you know, anytime you're hungry, usually you have something to eat, and usually it's something good to eat. We've been very blessed in this country, and other countries too. We're not the only ones. I know we've got some Canadian listeners, and Canadians, they're like us. They're just colder. but anyway, so one thing that was making me thinking about how blessed we are with just having food when we want it or when we need it. Unfortunately, the wanting part, I'm very weak when it comes to food. It's one of my biggest vices. You know, I try to eat right, and I try to eat good food that's healthy, but I've been known to like to munch on some stuff. You know, cheeseburgers, that's probably one of my biggest weaknesses, and nothing wrong with having a cheeseburger every now and then, but I probably have one a little more than I probably should. But I've noticed today, well, not just today, but actually Above Average Joe and I were talking about this, I think it was yesterday, about how much the cost of the price of food has gone up. We were going through a drive-thru last night at Sonic, and we got, let's see, two burgers, an order of French fries, and a chicken sandwich, and two root beer floats. Now, granted, one of the root beer floats was in a 55-gallon drum because it was a large, but still, that's all we got. It was almost $25. I mean, I was like, golly. I mean, we got up to the window, and I had the girl that took the order, I had her to check the check to make sure they got the order right. And she said 24 something. I'm like, what? So just the cost. And then today we went to the grocery store, And we don't go to the grocery store, you know, often. Usually when we go, we really need groceries, and we usually have to spend, you know, at least a couple hundred dollars. And, you know, but, you know, with all that said, I mean, I know it is expensive, and it's getting more expensive. You know, we've been very blessed. At least we've had the money that we could buy it and enjoy it. One of the challenges this year, here in North Carolina, in Piedmont, for those of you that are not local, we had, in the beginning of the summer, we had a drought. And, you know, my mom always tries to have a garden, and most of my friends that live out here in the country try to have gardens. And you know, my mom's garden was just totally a bust this year. I mean, she got a few little tomatoes, and it's just a little raised bed garden, but still, you know, it usually does pretty well. She got a few squash out of it, and we're still getting a few peppers because we've had a lot of rain, you know, in recent weeks. But in the very beginning, I mean, it was just totally, you know, unproductive. Hopefully we're going to get some greens. I think she sowed some turnip greens and some mustard greens. So a lot of people in the city or in other countries may not know about those greens, but if you live in the South, you know about mustard greens and turnip greens, because we love them. They're really healthy for you too, and they're pretty easy to grow if the bugs and the crickets and the grasshoppers don't eat them all. But anyway, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. And you know, we're not just talking about food to be talking about food. I mean, it's important. It's you know, aside from water and air, it's the in the top three most important things in your life. I would say air is probably the most important, because you can do without it the shortest amount of time compared to water and food. I think you can go without water for 3 days maybe or so, depending on your environment. And food, don't quote me on that. That's just from my memory. On food, I don't know. I guess it depends on how fat you are, how much you got saved up. But anyway, so again, we're very blessed in this country to have the food that we do. And so just getting right into I hadn't even given out my number, and I apologize for that. I am not a professional. This is a hobby. This is only a hobby. If you want to call me and talk about, you know, your favorite food or your favorite restaurant, or if you got a recipe you want to talk about, 914-219-0884. That's 914-219-0884. You can also email me at averagejoe@. I have forgot my email address. Let's see. Yeah, okay. averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. So, and the Joe doesn't have an E on the end. So this Average Joe is really average today, because I can't even remember my email address. Now, to be fair, I don't use that email address much. It's just for the show. So averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. Guest call in, 914-219-0884. Please call me if you want to. But anyway, when I think about my favorite food, there's so many. I mean, I cannot really say that there's one particular food. You know, if I was limited to just one choice of food for the rest of my life, what would it be? There's so many foods that I like. There's some that I eat more often than others, maybe just because of availability and just, you know, the restaurants that are here in our town, and then what's available at the grocery store, the things that are easy to cook. You know, I do enjoy cooking, but I'm not a master chef or anything. So usually when I cook, it's usually fairly simple dishes. I'm like most guys in the South. We do like our grills and our barbecues and our smokers. So one thing that's at the top of the list for me is barbecue, and that usually comes in the form of pork. that's in here in this area, when you say barbecue, that's usually what everybody assumes you're talking about. I knew up north they refer to a grill as a barbecue. Well, to us, a grill is a grill. But the first time that above average Joe was, we were first dating, and I told her I was going to take her to have barbecue. She thought we were going to like a, you know, a grilling or a barbecue, you know, like a cookout. That's what she thought we were going to. And I took her to a barbecue restaurant, and she's like, "What is this?" So, but she did like it. But anyway, so yeah, barbecue pork. I smoke a few butts on my smoker on a pretty regular basis, and I enjoy doing that. I enjoy cooking hamburgers and hot dogs because those are always easy. Basically anything on the grill. Of course, a steak. You know, if you got good steak, you can't beat that. We've actually got a caller. I'm gonna pick up this caller and see who we got here. Hello, caller. Welcome to Average Joe.
Hello, Average Joe. Notice you're talking about the like favorite foods and restaurants and stuff. So I just wanted kind of chime in on this and do what?
Who am I talking to here?
This is Andrew.
Oh, Andrew. Hey, Andrew. I didn't recognize your phone number. Well, welcome to Average Joe, Andrew. This is Andrew's actually my grandson. Okay, chime in, Andrew. What you got?
Well, we were talking about burgers, and I was just thinking about all the different types of burgers and grilling and stuff like that, and how you can do burgers almost any different way you want to. And then it got me thinking about sandwiches, and there's a lot you can do with a sandwich too. So,
yeah, that's true. There's a sandwich for every occasion. That's a good point. You know, I didn't even have sandwiches on my list because I'm overlooking the obvious there, because that can't beat a good sandwich. Subs.
No, you can't.
But
yeah.
So what do you like on your burger?
Well, the best burger I've ever had was at the restaurant called Coach's. And it was the bacon, egg, and cheeseburger, where they put a fried egg, two strips of bacon, like two or three strips of bacon on there, and they give you a patty with ketchup and cheese on it.
Right.
And it's a pretty big burger. But, yeah, I'd probably...
Now, the egg, is it kind of runny? Is the yellow runny on it?
A little bit, yeah.
And you like that?
Yeah, it's a nice little touch. Like, normally I'm not like that. Like, normally I don't like runny eggs and all that junk. But it's good on the burger, honestly.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, awesome, Andrew. I appreciate you calling in. I really, honestly, I didn't recognize you at first. Andrew actually lives in our house. So he's in the next room, but you actually sounded like a friend of mine that I'm not going to say who it is. I'll tell you later, but thank you for calling, buddy, and I appreciate your input.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
See you.
Bye. All right. Well, that was cool for Andrew to call in. He hasn't got to listen to my show a whole lot, so... I think him and Above Average Joe may be listening in the next corridor of our studio here. But anyway, thank you again, Andrew, for calling in. Yeah, Andrew, he likes him some burgers, and most of my grandsons do like burgers. I think they inherited that from me. You know, when I was talking about burgers, when I was growing up, and I always like to reminisce a little bit, there was always me and my, I actually lived down in Brunswick County when I was growing up for about 10 years. And there was, so far as the fast food burgers, there was Hardee's and there was McDonald's. And of course there was Burger King, but so far as, it was kind of like Ford and Chevrolet, you know, there was Hardee's and there was McDonald's. And one of my buddies, his family always went to McDonald's so they could get a Big Mac, and But my mom and dad, they always liked going to Hardee's because they had what was called a Husky. And that was just a big, you know, just a big burger with cheese and lettuce and tomato and onions, and it was really good. And but, you know, I like going to the other side every now and then and having me a Big Mac, and I still do. You know, I know McDonald's is McDonald's, but still, you know, every now and then I like to have a Big Mac. I don't know, something about it, just I enjoy those. But moving on, and again, callers, 914-219-0884. Give us a call if you got a comment. Another huge class of food that I enjoy is seafood. And I know most people like seafood. There's a few people out there. I've got some friends that can't stand the smell of fish or anything like it. But we're pretty fortunate in these parts. In the Piedmont, North Carolina, and I know this is not the only area, they have these restaurants, these fish or seafood restaurants called fish camps. And they actually kind of got their start from they would catch fish on the Rocky River and some of the other rivers around here, probably a lot of catfish, and they would actually set up these shelters along the way, and they would come in with their catch, and they would you know, cook the fish right out there, and people would show up. And paraphrased version of the history of fish houses in these parts, but it was something like that. And so that's why they called them camps, because I think to start with they weren't really permanent structures, and then they kind of evolved into what they are now, which is just a big building with tables and ladder back chairs and some of the best seafood you can get probably in the world. I mean, now, granted, it's all usually, or most of the time, people get it fried, and if you don't like fried Southern-style, you know, seafood, then it's not going to be for you. But I guess since I kind of grew up with it, that's what I like. And, of course, down at the coast of North Carolina, at Calabash, it's kind of world-famous for having a zillion seafood restaurants down there. And so, you know, I love seafood. I can eat it anywhere. And even freshwater fish. I like some freshwater fish. Another favorite of mine, and this, I mean, I couldn't live in America and not like pizza. It's an Italian thing, but, and really any Italian food, pasta, you know, any version of pasta with several different sauces. I like white sauce. I like marinara. I like pesto. You know, I love, you know, the garlic, you know, all that, and then pizza. Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with pizza. It's kind of like a sandwich, like Andrew was talking about a while ago. There's so many different ways you can have pizza. There's a pizza for everybody. Now, to get more down home, one of my favorites, at least at this house, is meatloaf. And that's the basic food, but you know, my mom makes the best meatloaf on this planet. And I think most of our family and most people that have eaten her meatloaf outside of the family would agree to that. Also, another down-home southern dish is country-style steak. Now, all of you that live locally know what country-style steak is, but if you don't live around here, country-style steak is basically cube steak, you know, the stuff they pound to tenderize it. And then you bread it, you know, basically just some flour and salt and pepper, maybe some other seasoning if you want to get fancy. But you just bread it, and then you fry it and brown it. And then you take the fried pieces of steak and you put them in a Corning dish, or you can even do it in a pressure cooker. But you take the renderings from what you just fried and you make a brown gravy. And then you take that gravy and you pour it over the meat, and then you put it in the oven and you bake it for about 45 minutes to an hour, and it gets it nice and tender. And then you have some, you know, some mashed potatoes on the side or some rice. Man, you want to talk about some good eating. That is just one of my favorite meals of all time. Have some green beans with it, or, you know, some other good vegetables. If you hadn't tried it, hey, it's real, and it's actually pretty easy to make. I can even fake it every now and then. I do enjoy Mexican food. Hey, and by the way, call me. We did hear from Andrew, and I appreciate that. 914-219-0884 if you want to chime in. You know, Mexican food's pretty popular about everywhere these days. You know, in when I was a kid, you know, say 40 years ago or more, you couldn't find a Mexican restaurant in Stanley County if you, you know, if you hired a private detective. But now, I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, in Stanley County and also, you know, everywhere in North Carolina. I mean, just about, you know, of course, I know we have a lot more Latinos in the area. There's a lot more of that culture here. And I'm glad they brought their food with them because I sure do enjoy it. I'm not picky about restaurants. There's so many good ones. I've eaten at a lot of good ones. Really, and I guess to be honest, when I was driving a truck, you know, we talked about that a few episodes ago. When I was out in Texas and California and Arizona, New Mexico, they had some of the best Tex-Mex and or Mexican food out there. Probably, I've eaten. I would have to give them that, which makes more sense, you know. Tex-Mex in Texas or New Mexico, you know. And actually, above average Joe and I, we ate some ceviche down in Mexico on the last cruise we were on. And oh man, and now I'm glad I thought about that because that's one of my favorites too. Ceviche is basically fish or shrimp or some version of that that's been chemically cooked with lime juice, and usually it's got, you know, avocado and vegetables and all mixed in with it, and usually you eat it with tortilla chips, garlic. It's got garlic in it. It's really good. Okay, man, this time is going by quick. Can't believe it. But anyway, I like Asian food, different flavors. I like Chinese food. I like Japanese food. I like Thai food. I like sushi. Sushi has kind of become a big deal in the last 10 years or so around here. I'd say more than 10 years ago, people would think of sushi kind of almost as an exotic food because, you know, that was what? Raw fish? You're going to eat raw fish? Yuck. But I tell you what, there's a lot of people that enjoy sushi. That's a big deal in these parts now, and I think it just took time. You know, people tried it and they liked it, and there's some really good sushi chefs around, and you know, it's really cool. I'm gonna get off of the normal stuff for a moment. We've only got about 6 minutes left, but if you want to call in 914-219-0884, I'd love to hear from you. But I was just going to talk about exotic. You know, I mentioned sushi being exotic. Exotic foods to me would be something that's not something that you find every day in a restaurant or most people eat on an average basis. For probably the most quote-unquote exotic food I've ever eaten is rattlesnake. I had some rattlesnake when a friend of mine, when I was in college, he was a hunter. And he fished and hunted and every kind of critter that you could eat. He brought it to a cookout one evening, and we had some fish, we had some deer meat, we had some we had the rattlesnake, we had frog legs, just all kind of food that he had either caught or captured. And you know, that rattlesnake was pretty good. It was he had it breaded and deep fried, and it was very good. I don't think I'd want to have to clean it and prepare it, but I would, you know, if I was hungry and didn't have anything else. But frog legs, I think that kind of falls in that category. When I was up in Newfoundland with Above Average Joe, we were up there for a family reunion. I had some moose and some elk and some caribou, some squid, or what we call calamari in these parts. Of course, squid is, you know, depends on how you prepare it, makes it calamari, but it's still squid. But had some bear, and then I'd had bear jerky before too, and that's really good. I like that. We had cod cheeks and tongues. Probably most of you don't know what that is unless you're from Newfoundland. But you know, my most favorite exotic, quote unquote exotic food, is snails or escargot. When we go on cruises, they always have snails or escargot, and man, I get them every night. I'll get two or three servings of them sometimes because they're just so buttery, tender, and just delicious. I never in my life when I was a kid thought I would be a big fan of eating snails, but I am. I got a little over three more minutes, 914-219-0884, and I appreciate everybody listening in today. It's always a pleasure, and I, you know, as you can tell, I enjoy talking about food. I'm like most people, I enjoy food. Another exotic food, I guess, I've had is alligator tail, which is not so, you know, unusual these days. I've had squirrel, and most of the good old folks here in this county usually probably have had squirrel and deer meat because that's just a common thing, you know, for hunting season especially. Now, so far as just getting down to favorite restaurants, there's so many different ones, and there's so many varieties of food. I couldn't really say that, you know, one restaurant's better than another because, I mean, I usually only eat what's local here, and probably the biggest percentage of you listening to me may have not even ever been in this area, so you don't know what I'm talking about. One of my favorite chains is for a good steak is Longhorn. I mean, that's it's not a fancy restaurant, but it's not a cheap restaurant either. Because usually, if we go there and above average Joe and I have a steak and you know, fixings and a salad, and especially if we have an adult beverage, it's going to be more, and then add on a dessert to that, you're probably going to be looking at about $100, and that's not crazy expensive, but that's something that I can't do all the time. But you know, we do like to do that on a special occasion, you know, maybe our anniversary or her birthday or my birthday or something. But I already told you about the fish houses so far as seafood goes, and Calabash and barbecue around here. We're very lucky to have a couple of really good barbecue restaurants. They're called, one of them's called Whispering Pines. That place has been around probably since the 40s. I'd say at least the 50s, but possibly even the 40s. It's been around for a long time. And then there's Log Cabin, which is very similar, and it's chopped pork, like I said. But also in this state, there's a town called Lexington, and that town's probably, it's kind of like the Calabash of barbecue. They've got, I don't know how many barbecue restaurants in Lexington, but I'm sure there's probably, I'm going to guess 20 or more. And I've never been to one I didn't like. And then so far as just good ribs and beef barbecue, so to speak, again, when I was driving out in Texas and Oklahoma, I found some really good, in some truck stops, I found some good, really good beef ribs out there. And then back to burgers for 1 second, you know, me and Andrew, we kind of covered that topic. But, you know, I like my burger preferably Southern style. And what that is instead of lettuce and tomato, usually it's chili and slaw. It can be red or white. And mustard and onions. That's your typical Southern style burger, and you can find those about anywhere. Now I like the other burgers too. Like I said, I've never met a burger I didn't like. Asian food. There's so many different places. We've got some good places here in Albemarle. We've got Chinese, Japanese, Thai. We've got sushi. You know, you can get sushi at a few places. Excuse me, but, you know, this little town's come a long way so far as a variety of different types of food. But we're about out of time here, but I want to thank you all for listening today. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew, for calling in. And we'll be here next week, and we're probably not going to get into reality just yet next week, but I'll be letting you know. Keep looking out for my posts. So thanks for listening.